A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was tetrarch of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough roads made smooth. And all flesh will see the salvation of our God." The Gospel of the Lord. I invite you to either hold in your hands or think about the cards that you received when you came into church this morning. You have an open space on which you could write some area of your life that needs God's mercy. I hope my homily will help you find the words to write there. I don't know how many of you are old as I am, but maybe you remember, if you are, signs on the highway when I was a kid put up by Burma Shave, the shaving company. They were often in series of four or five with a wording on each one of them. I remember one that said, "Hardly a driver is still alive who passed on a hill going 75. It seems that everybody these days before Christmas is a rush to get somewhere. But this isn't just a modern tendency. Our scriptures today show us that this goes way back centuries, thousands of years, when both the ancient prophets, as well as John the Baptist, were urging people to fix their roads so that God could come to them at 80 miles an hour. In the gospel, that same road plan that was offered in the first reading is repeated regarding John the Baptist, whose preaching St. Luke describes in the words of Isaiah, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley and hill shall be filled, and every mountain and every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads will be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all shall see the salvation of God." So I want to suggest today that maybe that road plan can give us a sort of self-examination of conscience to see whether we're really up to speed on our journey of Advent, especially as we enter this year of mercy, or whether some congestion has slowed us down or maybe made us stop dead. First, every valley shall be filled. What does that mean? Maybe that refers to the darker shadow sides of us. Is there some valley in our hearts where the sunshine hasn't penetrated because we've closed ourselves off from someone? The next road sign, every mountain and hill shall be made low. Mountains and hills can refer to those big obstacles, the big roadblocks that keep us from God or from others, from entering fully into our lives. What would they be for you and me? Maybe some serious sin or an addiction? The last road effort, the winding road shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth. Winding roads can be dangerous if we go too fast and we don't see them in time. The next thing we know, we're off the road and it's hard to get back. Burma Shade had some signs for that too. The sign said, "Around the curve, lickety split. Beautiful car, wasn't it?" Do we need to slow down so we don't end up a wreck? What about the rough roads shall be made smooth? Roads sometimes get bumpy, or even worse, develop potholes. These might be some bad habits that we've developed, like lying or cheating, bad language, gossiping, always complaining or criticizing, or worse. Or maybe it's the little hurts that we keep digging up until they become real potholes and we get stuck in them over and over again. Do people ever tell us we do that? Someone once said, "Marriages can be buried by a series of little digs." Well, that's the road plan that's offered us this second Sunday of Advent, especially as we enter this year of God's mercy. Maybe it's reminded you and me of some road work in our lives where we need God's mercy or need to offer God's mercy to someone else. There are going to be special times this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and even on Thursday, when we could take advantage of God's mercy through the sacrament of reconciliation. When you come to communion today, you'll be invited to bring these cards with you. If you're willing to do the road work needed for God's mercy to come more speedily into your life, then and into our world too, you can drop these cards into one of those receptacles that you see here in front of the sanctuary. It'll be a sign of your letting go and letting God. But maybe you're not ready to let go. Then keep the card and pray over it. I'm going to give you just a minute or so you can think about and pray about what you might write in that space there. But before I do, I opened the homily with a Burma Shave sign. I'd like to close it with one of my own. "Prepare the way despite the pain, for God's mercy is coming in the diamond lane." Amen.